This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Mike Parker, who co-owns his Parker Trucking and Harvesting with his son in Waterville, Kansas. How is the fall harvest going there?
It's going pretty good. The corn's finally all dried down, so we'll kind of get through it. We've had a trouble corn going up over 18 moisture there for a while. But it's down anywhere from 14 to 16, 18 about right now.
Did you guys get more rain throughout the season this year?
Yes, we did. We got more at Waterville, and then we've got pretty good rains down here around the Hugoton area. Elkhart, they got a little more rain than they normally do.
I think that's the rain that went around us. We watched those clouds go around us. So, How far along is the corn harvest there?
Oh, it's probably half done, I would guess. Milo harvest has started out pretty good. There's a few fields of milo coming out. We're cutting milo at Manor, Kansas.
So how long do you think your sorghum harvest is probably going to run this year?
It's going to run a long time. Some of this is going to need a good frost on it. It'll be a month yet before all the sorghum's out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Some of it's still fairly green.
You got the opposite problem of some of the rest of us.
Yes.
Is there any soybeans up in your area then, too? Or?
Yeah, we're cutting soybeans at three of them at Waterville right now. And cutting soybeans at one at Rolla. And we're picking corn at Hugoton. We kind of got everybody busy right now.
Have you guys had any pests or disease issues up that way?
Well, we put some chemical on to try to stop some of that disease issue, and then, anyway, I think it paid off a little bit this year because there was some disease in the soybeans.
Has the stunt virus, has that gotten into your area yet?
Oh, I'm sure we've got a little bit of it.
Did you guys have a hail event early in the season, or?
We had a little bit of hail, but not much. We got by pretty fortunate on that end of it.
Oh, okay. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be probably at least 2 weeks of corn harvest down here at Hugoton yet. Most of the corn, the early corn will be out. There'll be some later corn after that, not a lot.
I imagine that's all going to grain this year, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they've chopped a couple of circles of corn, but not very much.
Yeah.
Depends on how much feed they need.
So definitely better than last year, it sounds like.
Yeah, last year it forgot to rain in several places. We're picking here getting corn near Hugoton, and that's running that 250 to 275. Mother Nature helped them out a little bit this year.
Glad somebody's getting some rain this year.
Yeah. Hasn't rained for quite a while, though. It rained early on in the summer, but it hasn't rained for quite a while, like even across anywhere in the state, I don't think, too much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's getting dry. I mean, everybody can use the rain to get their wheat up.
Yeah. I wondered if you guys had enough soil moisture there to get the wheat up now or not. No, other places, not so much.
A lot of the wheat's struggling, but it's coming.
Oh, so yeah,
it could sure use a nice rain.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather forecasters are wrong this time.
Right.
In a good way.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to get our first frost, because like I say, a lot of that milo is going to need a freeze before it can be harvested.
Yeah. Is it getting pretty tall then, too, or is it holding?
Oh, it's kind of holding its height. I mean, it's quit growing for the year.
Just need it to dry down then.
Yes, just need it to dry down. Like I say, we're cutting some of Manor, but it's, you know, just got to pick and choose your fields.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, corn harvest is going probably wide open out here at Hugoton.
Oh.
You know, everybody's picking now. And there's some guys going to be finished up here in 7 or 8 days, maybe.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Mike Parker, who co-owns his business Parker Trucking and Harvesting with his son in Waterville, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.